Right now, let's look through the window of baseball. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and our good friend Mark Pearsall. We hope he's recuperating. He was a little bit under the weather. Mark, we miss you. And, of course, Dan White over there at Truett & White as well. We enjoy talking with him. But let us bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, good morning. Sunday morning. How are you?
Good, Marty. Morning to you.
Yeah, well, Bumgarner was out there last night, and as I said to Andy Baggerly earlier, you know, the arm speed maybe wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the greatest before that anyway. He wasn't throwing 95 anymore, but he had the look when he looked in at the umpire, and when they hit the home runs, immediately he looked at the hitter to see how the hitter dropped the bat. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was the same old Bumgarner and unfortunately the same old Giants who couldn't get him a win. But, you know, as far as Bumgarner goes, you know, it was really encouraging. I mean, I like, you know, Bochy made it a regular start. He didn't yank him after 60 pitches or some such nonsense because he wanted to, you know, Bumgarner wanted to stretch it out, see where he was at, and he was good. I mean, just a couple of hanging curveballs to, you know, a couple of guys I've never heard of. One of the guys has more Z's in his name than vowels.
Caesar.
Yeah, and then the Jabari Blash, I think I had that was a side dish in Indonesia or something like. But they're both hitting about 200, but, you know, those are the Padres, and no, I'm just kidding, but they got some good young talent there. But, you know, unfortunately, they couldn't, the ending looked kind of familiar.
Well, there was Jabari Blash, and I thought maybe they brought back Jalal Leach. Maybe they brought him back. But a good friend of ours, he's a scout for the Giants now. But it was one of those games, Hector Sanchez, and I don't know, you know, I like Hector Sanchez. And when he was here, he was the backup catcher, and they brought him up right away from the minor leagues. He made the team out of spring training, hit like crazy, and then all of a sudden he got a little bit exposed. But the guy became a magnet for getting hurt. I've never seen in all my life a catcher get hit as much as this guy. So he hits a game-winning home run, and I'm saying if they hit him, it's just like Kendrys Morales when he hit the home run and broke his ankle coming across home plate. I said if they hit this guy in the head, that's it for Hector Sanchez. But I like him. I like Hector Sanchez.
No, yeah, definitely. He's a good hitter. I mean, and, you know, you see some things on social media. Well, the Giants shouldn't have let him go. They should have him now. I mean, but I think in terms of his catching, I wouldn't be too enthusiastic about his future because, like you say, he's been so banged up. He's taken a bunch of shots to the head, and, you know, it's great that he's still in the game, but I don't think we need to go overboard and wish he was with the Giants.
No, he was the magnet, but good hitter. And, you know, as players get older, the thing about baseball and the great pinch hitters, and, you know, I've talked about, you know, Smokey Burgess and Manny Mota. You know, and Jerry Lynch, and these are names that we grew up with. And
Dave Philly, George Crow.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Dick Cavaleo.
Yeah, as they get older, Matty Alou was, you know, but as they get older, they got better. And there was always a spot, and you and I, we've talked about this, that they should have that extra spot on the roster for that kind of guy. And he becomes that kind of guy off the bench. Now, he's catching today, so who knows what's going to happen with him today, but I wish there was a spot for that guy on the roster.
Yeah, you know, on every roster, you know, some guy who's just a flat-out good hitter, just period. You know, he's not aging, he's not losing it, he still can swing the bat, and he's a weapon that you've got for the late innings, and his presence there alters the way the other manager goes about his business. You know, the benches are so thin now. I swear, I don't know why they don't expand the roster so you could get more guys on the bench, although they'd probably add two more pitchers. You know, they'd probably go with a 17-man rotation staff if they could, but I'd put a limit on the number of pitchers you can have, like 12 or 13, expand the roster. So you can get these guys on the bench. You know, a guy like Matt Stairs, you know, or Lenny Harris. We've seen these guys. The Giants have had a lot of them over the years before the pitching staffs went out of control. And it's a great thing. You know, it's good to have that in your pocket. It's a great thing for fans to look forward to. It's like, yeah, we're down two, but if we get a couple guys on here in the eighth, we've got this guy to pinch hit. But the way the benches are constructed now, you know, everybody's got to be kind of do a little bit of everything. You know, he can't be a defensive liability because we're going to need him. And next thing you know, it's a 12th inning, and you got a pitcher in left, you know, or a left fielder pitching.
Well, speaking of that, are the Yankees and Red Sox, first of all, they're on Friday night on MLB. They're on yesterday on Fox. So they're on tonight on ESPN. So
they're on now. They've got two games on national TV today.
Exactly. Plus they're on now, and they played a 16-inning game yesterday. And and first of all, their regular game of 9 innings can take 4 hours. You know,
yeah.
This one took, I think, someone to 6 hours. It took him 6 hours to play 16 innings. So I started thinking of, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm not completely opposed to that rule where you put people on base and you try to, you know, it's sort of like the college football overtime thing where, you know, you have to score and blah, that sort of thing. When you get to maybe the 14th, 15th inning, you know, at some point, they're done for today. They've got two today. They played 16 innings last night. Now they got two today.
Yeah, it would have to be a lot later than the 10th inning or the 12th for me. I mean, if it got to be the 14th or 15th, I mean, it's pretty ludicrous. But you know, it wouldn't destroy the game. And then, you know, next thing, all you got to do then is lay down a bunt, sacrifice fly, ball game. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous, but it does end it. I mean, because when you get to that point, you know, let's face it, everybody's wishing that it would end. You know, the umpires, the players, the managers. The you know, the fans, people watching on TV. I mean, I couldn't hang with that game yesterday. I just figured, well, I'm gonna tape this and I'll fast forward until something happens. You know.
Yeah, you'd have to get another VHS tape to do that, Bruce.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it on one. If anyone knows what that means, Aaron Judge. You know, we talked about him a little bit yesterday, and there was a little box on one of the stories today. All-time leaders in home runs hit among players who stand 6 foot six or taller. And the all-time leader is Dave Winfield, 6 foot six, 465. Then Adam Dunn, 6 foot six, 462. Adam Dunn really, you know, he struck out, he walked, and hit home runs. Today, he'd make $30 million
a year. Yeah, that's a pretty good contrast there too. I guess Frank Howard didn't hit that many, but he's the guy that Judge reminds me of, just a giant of a guy who isn't a bad hitter and has insane power. But you know, Winfield is one of the best athletes that's ever come along. It's just like ever. You know, he played basketball at Minnesota. He played some football. I mean, I think he got drafted by the NFL.
He got drafted, I think, by everybody.
Yeah, and then he has this fantastic baseball career. But you know, Judge is. He was a good athlete too. He played football, which you would imagine. He probably played some basketball too. Kind of a legendary high school athlete that nobody could stop, you know. But he's hit a little bit of a skid here, but I don't think it's anything serious because he's made himself not just a power guy, but a pretty good average hitter as well.
Yeah, he is. So finish the list. I'll do it for you.
Yeah.
Dave Kingman. These are all 6 foot six guys. 442 homers. Then you get Frank Howard, 382 homers. Daryl Strawberry, 6 foot six. I didn't really, I forgot about him. 335.
Yeah.
Richie Sexson. You know, those bombs he hit in Arizona.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Big time right-handed hitter. Yeah.
306. Tony Clark, 6 foot eight, 251. Then Stanton, who's 6 foot six and subject of all sorts of speculation. That's why we love the internet. Because someone said, boy, the Giants should go after Stanton. Before you knew it, even Henry Schulman is having to talk about it now. He's got.
Yeah, the Stanton trade rumors are baffling to me because he's such a valuable guy to have, and the club is up for new ownership. What, the first thing they do is to trade Stanton? You know, and then they trade Yelich and D. Gordon and Ozuna? You know, I mean, it's just. I guess I kind of could understand Yelich because he's not exactly a cornerstone. He's somebody that the contender would love to have in the second half. But Stanton, I mean, you've got to hang on to that guy no matter what it takes.
Yeah, you'd think so. We got on into that last night. And the last guy on the list is Roy's favorite from San Leandro. Roy used to call me every week, say, get this guy, Corey Hart. 6 foot six.
Or maybe not.
Even when Corey Hart had bad knees, Roy would say, get Corey Hart. 162 home runs. So those are the big guys who hit home runs. So we'll see how Judge fits into this thing. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, he's got the look of a guy who hit at least 300 homers, you know, more like 400, because he is a good hitter. He's not just up there swinging from the heels and striking out every other at bat. And he's a special guy, and he's very, very humble, too. I see him being around for a long time.
He's going to break the rookie record for walks. Ted Williams had that. It looks like he's on his way to break that one, so we'll see where it ends up. The other thing on ESPN this week, they came out with, the question was, give me like five baseball numbers that don't need any explanation. In other words, a number in baseball that you just say the number and you know exactly what the story is. So I'll give you one, 56.
That was the first one that came to my mind.
Okay, so give me a few in your mind, baseball numbers that you need no explanation if you can come up with any.
Well, 367 was Ty Cobb's lifetime average, and I think it got adjusted somehow. I think he popped up one time when he was dead, and they but that one always rang true to me. 424.
Okay.
You know, Rogers Hornsby hit 424 one year.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. 31, Denny McClain's win total in 68.
Very good.
You know, those numbers come back to me. You know, 3,000, mm-hmm. Roberto Clemente's hit total. Not 3,001. 3,000. Yeah. I mean, that's just too great. Mm-hmm. Those are a few that come to mind immediately. 1.12. Mm-hmm. Which was Bob Gibson's ERA one year.
Very good.
There's a few for you.
Yeah, you did great. I'll give you what they put on the list. You actually came up with really good ones. They go with 3,000.
Yeah.
56, 61.
Sure.
4,256.
Yeah.
714.
Yeah, that's a great one.
755.
Yes.
And they don't have Bonds in there in the list. Then they go with 2,131.
Mm-hmm.
And 2,632.
What's 2,632?
When Ripken ended. That was.
Oh yeah. I can never quite remember how many that was.
No,
how about 606 for Mays's homers? He was. Was it 606?
660.
I'm sorry, 660. Yeah, and he was for a while. He was the only guy who was between 600 and 700. He was just the only guy in the 600 club. You know, which is great.
The number 7, and it could be Mickey Mantle, but it's Nolan Ryan for 7 no hitters.
I'd go with Mantle on that one. If it's the first.
Then 406. That's a good
Ted
one.
Ted Williams. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that that my whole lifetime I've thought about. And the last one was 511.
Yeah, the
511.
Mel Ott?
Well, that's a good one. Very good. Very good. Cy Young.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, the great Cy Young, you know, with three-fingered Mordecai Brown, you know.
Yeah, 521, McCovey and Ted Williams.
But
right?
Isn't it funny? There isn't another sport. There, you know, you'd say, 62 in football with Dan Marino threw 62 touchdown passes one year. No. You'd never come up with it. You don't even know what the number is for most. But baseball lives by these connections of all you have to do is say the number. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and there's an awful lot more. I mean, depending on what town you're in, you'd hear different ones. But that's truly the great thing about baseball. I mean, football, I can't think of anything. You know, I really can't. Basketball, you say 100. Well, you got Will Chamberlain scored 100 points, one night. But, geez, I mean, that's a rough go. But it's one of the great things about baseball. It's one of the things I loved about it when because I used to read a lot of baseball history. I had the three volumes of the Fireside Book of Baseball, which, by the way, if you can find that, fans, and you like history, that's a priceless collection of great sports writing and great old photos. But you get to realize some of these numbers, like, isn't the doubles record 67 by Earl Webb? I mean,
something like that.
Yeah, that's a number. It might be the first thing that comes to mind when you hear 67 if you've been following the game. But the more you get into it, the more numbers come to mind and getting stored in your memory bank.
Yeah, it's true. I think Ichiro's hit record is 262, maybe. I think something like that.
Yeah. It beat George Sisler's record. That's
something
insane.
Like that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, boy, it's true. We'll do this again. With the numbers of baseball. It's a lot of fun. And it's fun to do with people, maybe not like you or me, but just people who are out there thinking. Maybe I'll do that on a post-game show and see what people come up with, because you came up with a lot that weren't on the list. That was very good.
I mean, yeah, that's just off the top of my head. I'm sure if you really look at it, you come up with 20 more in a second that all, you know, have a little ring to it, you know?
Yeah. 56, Hack Wilson. I always remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
I always remembered that. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you on. We'll see Cahill and Samardzija today, and then the Padres back in next week. We have Bumgarner. His next game is against San Diego, so we'll see how that works out.
But, well, I give you something to look forward to. Every Bumgarner start's going to be something. That gets Giants fans on the edge of their seat a little bit.
I like the way he looks at people. I just like the look.
Yeah, that was just for no reason at all either yesterday. I mean, they might have taken a glance at it, but they weren't like staring at it or, you know, come on.
And they did, and they, you know, I'll tell you one thing. They ran around the bases like the old Mickey Mantle with the head down and the arms moving. They crossed the plate. They didn't point to the sky. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, you want to be careful when the sheriff's out there. He might arrest you.
All right. Hey, have a great Sunday, Bruce. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That's Bruce Jacobs. More coming up in the Sports Leader.